A bipartisan group of legislators has put together a package that would cap counties' contributions to Medicaid at last year's cost and let them share some $250 million for the next 2 years.
The cost right now is about $500 million. That's this current year in Medicaid costs that are being paid by the counties in all 100 counties. So for the state to absorb $500 million in one fell swoop, we just can't do it. But we're organized now with a plan and a bill that's gone in, signed by over 100 members of the House, by the way, as co-sponsors, to begin this capping and paying this down over time so that we can relieve this burden from the counties.
State Representative Ray Rapp. Representative Philip Fry says getting rid of Medicaid costs to the counties is their top priority.
If we can get this relief off of them, that'll be the best thing we can do to help. The needs are building up so drastically. We've got to do it. We've got to get started on it. We've got to get the program online and get it going so these counties will know how much money they have to work with and how much they can put toward the school construction, things like that. That'll be our main effort this year, is trying to get that Medicaid relief.
The two representatives met with members of the Yancey County Commission and the county's DSS director on Friday. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.